Track 25. 2. Submitting your online application. Your application for a consultative status must be uploaded online by 1 June of the year before your organization wishes to be considered by the committee. The application can be submitted in either English or French, the two working languages of the United Nations. It consists of an online form and supporting documents that must also be uploaded as electronic files, namely, a copy of your organization's constitution/charter and or statutes/bylaws and amendments to those documents, pursuant to paragraph 10 of ECOSOC Resolution 1996/31. A copy of the certificate of registration according to Resolution 1996/31. An organization should attest that it has been in existence for at least 2 years from the date of receipt of the application by the Secretariat. A copy of the most recent financial statement and annual report. Examples of publications and recent articles or statements, and an organizational chart if available. All required documents submitted, excluding publications, must also be translated into English or French. To submit your application, A. Go to the NGO branch homepage and log in by clicking Login for the ICSO database. B. Click on the Consultative Status tab, scroll down and click Submit Application. C. Fill in the application form. Do not leave any fields empty. Try to be brief and to the point. Save the information at least every 20 minutes to avoid losing your work. D. If something is missing or incorrect in your form, the red text on the screen will highlight it. When you are certain your application form is complete, click Submit. E. You also need to upload the required documents as mentioned above. This can be done under the Documents tab. All documentation must be uploaded online, otherwise your application will not be processed. Checklist for applications. Answer all questions. Do not leave any question blank. If a question does not apply to your organization, you can write not applicable. Be clear, brief, and to the point. Remember all required documents and their translations. Make sure scanned documents are legible. Use normal characters, no uppercase text, and no symbols. Use the correct United Nations terminology when referring to countries and territories. Please consult the UN terminology website at http://unterm.un.org/. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to contact the NGO branch through its messaging system by clicking the Contact Us link on the homepage.